Mean fire. Because of love rejected, grace despised, the sinner will be destroyed. And the glory that is that will be rejected and despised or received and become a means of life in the last days is going to not shine through Christ as he walked upon earth among the Jews at his first coming. It's going to be the glory of Christ as it shines through those who Gideon symbolizes. But first, this light has to be allowed to come out of broken vessels, vessels that have surrendered their self, have tore down the altar of Baal. The Desire of Ages, page 107. To sin wherever found, our God is a consuming fire, Hebrews 12:29. And all who submit to his power, the Spirit of God will consume sin. But if men cling to sin, they become identified with it. Then the glory of God, which destroys sin, must destroy them. There's the battle at the end of the world that Gideon and his 300 men are illustrating for us. Christ Object Lessons, 4:15. To those who wait for the bridegroom's coming are to say to the world, those who wait for the bridegroom's coming are to say to the people, behold your God. The last rays of merciful light, the last message of mercy to be given to the world, is a revelation of his character of love. The children of God are to manifest his glory. In their own life and character, they are to reveal what the grace of God has done for them. Testimonies, volume 7, 26 and 27. God will move upon men in humble positions to declare the message of present truth. Many such will be seen hastening hither and thither, constrained by the Spirit of God to give the light to those in darkness. The truth is as a fire in their bones, filling them with a burning desire to enlighten those who sit in darkness. Many, even among the uneducated, will proclaim the word of the Lord. Children will be impelled by the Holy Spirit to go forth to declare the message of heaven. The Spirit will be poured out upon those who yield to his promptings. Casting off men's binding rules and cautious movements, they will join the army of the Lord. Notice in that passage from Testimonies, Volume 7, page 26 and 27, who is it among us that's identified as carrying this message? Our High Calling, page 21. We must daily consecrate ourselves to God's service. We must come to God in faith. We need to humble ourselves before God. It is self that we have first to do with. As Gideon first tore down the altar of Baal, it is self that we first to do with.